Deze? Zachte. Oké. Okay. Okay, well, that was the easiest part of the night. So now we're going to go to difficult calculations, very nice and very long subtractions, equations, and everything that's very nice to do in ECMA. And it's a short presentation, but I'm sure that it's going to be, looks like, very long. Nevertheless, I will give you an overview and a view of the world of optical. It started in the year 75 until 85. Maybe you all remember that. That was the 300 millimeters video disc. Started somewhere early 75, 78. Introduced analog video, 1 hour on a disc. That was the first one. In the same time, for professional data, we had a 300 millimeter worm. Our right ones read many times. Not erasable, it was ablative, it was shooting holes into a layer. In the same time frame beginning, also professional, was the 130 millimeter optical, magnetic optical, the first rewritable. You can store information and you can erase it and store again. And also in the beginning of the year, we had the small discs, the 90 millimeters, that was more for, well, let's say, office use instead of professional. And all those standards have become ECMA standards. The real boost came around 85. What happened? This happened. Introduction of CD. Together with the CD audio, 74 minutes of audio, followed by CD-ROM, data distribution, followed by CDR. Now you can record your own information on a CD-compatible disk, send it around later on and can be read everywhere. And the rewritable is there. And those were the real boost of all the optical disks in the world. Of course, all ECMA standards. Mature market. 2015. What happened? DVD video. The video disc was introduced. 2 hours of standard definition video on a small disc. Followed, of course, by DVD-R with the recordable capability. Record once, read always, not erasable. Cheap discs for distribution. We had the rewritables, erasables, RAM, plus or minus. Again, that was DVD-like, but now also for data distribution and for recording and erasing. And again, all those were ECMA standards. The last one, maybe. Not sure. I think, but I'm not sure. There he is. The Blu-ray disc. And we are talking about 2 hours of high-definition video on a small 12-centimeter disc. Followed, of course, by the rewritable in single layer, double layer, up to 50 gigabytes of data. We even have triple layer, 100 gigabytes. Be the recordable, write once. Again, single, double, triple, and even quadruple layers, up to 128 gigs. incredible amount of data. ECMA standard, that's the question mark. Still in debate. And how did we do that? Here's a picture of the discs. On the left you see the CD with the pits. You see the DVD with the pits, more density. And you see the BD, Blu-ray disc, with the pits. And you see the density is increased. How did this done? On the left you see the laser, 780, 650, 405. So what we did is to decrease the laser wavelengths. And what we also did, and you see there, the numerical aperture. That's the strength of the lens. 0.5, 45, 0.6, 0.85. So those two elements increase the density of the disc. And to give you a flavor, if I have one CD disc, that's the same as 1, 2, keep on down, counting, 7. So I can store 7 CD discs on one layer of DVD. And if you go on and do it like this, you go to Blu-ray disc, you can store 38 CDs on one layer. And be aware that CD has only one layer. And DVD has 2 layers. So the 7 is basically 14 in capacity. And the Blu-ray is now up to 4 layers. So that means 4 times 38 CDs can be stored on one disc. Here you see the number of discs during the years. This is an optimum for CD, taken over by an optimum of DVD, and now it's going to be an optimum of BD. Decodables, the same. CDRs, DVDRs, and Blu-ray is too small in this moment to show in the pictures. But it will come. And if you see the total discs, you see there's an optimum around 2006. Total number, 40 billion a year. 40 billion a year. More than the number of people on the Earth. Year after year. But it is going down. You can see that also. And why? Well, if you do another presentation, you look at the capacity that is stored on those disks. And you see the capacity is still increasing. That means that the density increase per disk is growing faster than the need for storage. So therefore, the number, total number of disks is going a bit down. But it will still be there. Although I think that the Blu-ray disc will be the last in its life. Because it will go in the future probably to downloading maybe hard disk partly, ICs, and things like that. But for data distribution on this moment, high capacity video, 2 hours, in high density, it's still going to be BD. And that's it, an overview of the optical world.